This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Gawker.com, the controversial news site and loser of a privacy case with wrestler Hulk Hogan that was backed by billionaire Peter Thiel, has thrown in the towel and declared bankruptcy in the face of the judgment and put itself up for sale. Because of light pollution, 60% of Europe and 80% of North America can no longer see the Milky Way. A Boston University professor's research claims that school districts that are more than 35% minority will experience significant loss of white enrollment when there is a mandatory versus voluntary reassignment plan. In 2014, more than 5,000 people 65 and older committed suicide using a firearm. Only 9% of the top grossing films in 2015 were directed by women. Only 19% of seats in Congress are held by women, and in 2015, the New Yorker magazine had 232 female bylines and 453 from men. Mountain View Tenants Coalition is collecting signatures for a voter initiative in hopes of putting rent control on the November ballot in the heart of Silicon Valley because so many tenants are being forced out with soaring rent. Middle-class parents in at least two dozen cities in China have taken to the streets recently to protest a government effort to expand access to higher education for students from less developed, poorer regions. In an intensive examination of the failure of Trump's casino business in Atlantic City, the New York Times found that Trump's business, from the beginning, took on too much debt and were over-leveraged because they eventually bankrupt. But Trump did well because he put little of his own money in, shifted personal debts to the casinos, and collected millions of dollars in salary bonuses and other payments, leaving contractors, small businesses, and workers on the hook. Some tech workers are refusing to take severance bonuses and sign non-disclosure and non-disparagement agreements on being forced out of their jobs, and are revealing that they are being replaced by H-1B visa workers. Fuel economy rose from 20.1 miles per gallon in October 2007 to 25.8 miles per gallon in cars produced in August 2014 when gas prices were higher. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about acts and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.